Anglo-American's looking to bulk up its portfolio and has made a 7.6 billion rand cash offer for potash miner Sirius Minerals. Earlier this month, Anglo had indicated that it was interested in the firm, particularly due to its polyhalite project, which is under construction and requires funding. Anglo says the project has the potential to become a world-class, low-cost and long-life asset. Its takeover target's board, meanwhile, plans to recommend that shareholders vote in favour of the scheme and says if the acquisition is not approved, the business could be placed in administration. So that what Anglo American's plans are, all joining us on the line this evening to get into some analysis of all that's at play is SP Angel's John Mayer. Thanks so much, John, for joining us on the line this evening. So, as I say, Sirius Minerals agreeing to Anglo American's offer at a 62% premium over the volume weighted average price over the last 3 months. What have you made of that price tag?
Well, we see this as a reasonably generous offer by Anglo American in the face of no other offers. But it's something that gets the agreement of management, and the agreement of management is always a good thing to have. So it seems like a fair price from where we sit.
What exactly is Anglo American buying into here? Give us some of the detail around, what 5.5 pence per share in cash buys this global entity.
Well, it's a $500 million deal, sorry, million pound deal, but it buys them into a ready-built project. The shaft has already been started. There's an awful lot of construction works that have been going on site. Much of that work is suspended. All the planning and development type work has been done. So really they're buying into a multi-billion dollar project that is about a third of its way through.
Yeah. I mean, as recently as May last year, Sirius Minerals shares were trading at about 20 pence per share. The share price then approached 40 pence per share during the summer of 2018 as well. What shifted course? Because one assumes that highlights some of the risk Anglo American is taking on here, or is it not as clear-cut as that?
Well, there is a great deal of risk here. The great thing is that the project has already started and all the planning approvals are in place. The bigger risk that we see it is, well, there was a huge financing risk, and clearly Sirius fell over when they couldn't raise $500 million as part of that financing package. And in fact, even with the $500 million, they'd have still been quite a long way short of the full capital cost of the project. But the bigger risk is really in the placement of the 10 million tons a year of polyhalite product that they want to produce. And this is a multiple of the current market size for this product.
Okay, so for Anglo American, let's take a look at it and the fact that we could, it has the muscle to bring this project more so to reality. What kind of, if this deal goes ahead, what kind of timelines are we looking at before it reaps a return on investment?
Well, if Anglo American just went straight into the project with the finance and restarted work tomorrow, then I think this project will be up and running within 2 years, and then the big issue would be placing all that material into the market, and how do you schedule that, and how do you develop the market size for the production rate that is planned here. If I was Anglo American, I would certainly be looking very hard at rescheduling the project so that it doesn't swamp the whole market in day one.
Yeah. Are you worried about the kind of attention Anglo American can actually show this project, John? Because it comes at a time where you've got Anglo commissioning its new project in Peru, and that, of course, the $5 billion Quellaveco copper mine on that end, and only comes to completion or online in 2022.
I don't think Anglo will have a problem with managing another project in the portfolio. There's lots of very capable management within the Anglo group, and so much of this project is already planned and is already underway. So I don't think Anglo needs to mobilize a new team in here. I think it would be a very good idea to mobilize new management, new ideas, new processes, and actually to have another look at optimizing the project. But I don't think you need to find a new group of engineers to come in on the ground.
John, that being said, do you see Anglo considering a partnership of any sorts on the Sirius project, like it did with that Peruvian mine with Japan's Mitsubishi?
Partnerships with the Japanese are always a good idea in my view, and it does help to spread the financial risk and might even help with some of the marketing into Asia, which is never a bad idea either. But maybe not just the Japanese, could be perhaps as likely to be a Chinese partner, considering that this is selling into the fertilizer market.
Yeah, let's leave it there. John, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. John Mayer is with SP Angel.